John 3:13-17. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. Today's feast calls us to focus on a mystery that is at the heart of Christianity, the cross, sign of both death and life. Preceding, as it does, the Jubilee Year of Mercy, it is a reminder to us all that we are called to follow the merciful example of God, who is love. Catherine of Siena said in her dialogue, "I gave you a bridge," which becomes for us the way we can cross over to the knowledge of God. In the dialogue, Catherine's petitions are, first of all, for herself to be able to love better, for the reform of the church, for the whole world, and especially for peace, and finally, for divine providence in all things. What is the bridge we have been given? It is the cross, through which Jesus manifests the friendship of God. It is for us both a sign of death and a sign of life, inviting us to alleviate suffering wherever we find it. The other night, I had an opportunity to have dinner with a group of friends. They lived in one of the Wisconsin state prisons. Their chaplain, who is herself an ex-felon, arranged the festive dinner, and we were able to mingle with the men, the warden, and the deputy warden, like at any party. It felt so normal. The occasion was to thank us as volunteers, but the truth is that it was a privilege for us. Like the cross, it was a sign of life which invited us to alleviate suffering, and it felt so normal. In today's gospel, we are told that God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but rather to alleviate suffering. Of course that feels normal, to be the gracious recipient of such hospitality is the way we are to be known in the world, whether prisoner, guard, or guest. We need reminders of this call to follow the merciful example of God, which means that we need to live with our eyes wide open, because we never know who will offer it or when we will receive such hospitality. Which brings us back to the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Pope Francis got it right yet again. In the calendar of events, he has a day set aside, November 6th, as a jubilee for prisoners. This is an invitation to all of us to follow the merciful example of God, who is love.